Bossy, how are you? And how's my little dog, Tutu? Hello there, how are you? This is the old maestro talking to you on the evening of the second day of April. And April showers bring May flowers. And May flowers bring Carly home in June. So, look out. You got a guy coming your way. Look out. It looks like he's coming home to stay. 'Cause I haven't heard a thing about the school that I'm after. And if I don't hear something soon, I'm going to think that I will have to stay at home with you forever. And that's what I'd like to do. Well, April Fool, I should have sent you a tape the last night or two, honey, but I've been tied up. My hands and feet were tied, and I couldn't get loose, and they had me tied to the bedstead so that I wouldn't be able to talk to you. But I guess the mail hasn't been running anyway, because I haven't heard from you since I got the packages the other day. Anywho, this is the first tape in some long time, and it's a good long tape. So we'll start out slow and easy, and we'll talk about a few things that's happening here and there. And let's see, the last day, I think I wrote you when I come home from payday, which was about Saturday. Mailed one on Sunday, and here it is Wednesday. I'm apologizing, baby. Should have had one before now. Should have had one last night or the night before. But that's okay. This'll do for both of them. I got a big, the big thing that affected my life is that I got the gout. Now, you don't know what the gout is because you never heard of it. In fact, it's a thing that's going out of the medical dictionaries, I think. You've heard of it, of course. You know what the gout is. But I never saw anyone that had it. But I got it, or a form of it. And it's in my big toe. And I was limping around here the other day, and I thought, that damn ingrown toenail sure give me a lot of trouble, so I begin to soak my toe and begin to cut away at it, and finally I cut away at it, and I said, now you get well. So I went to bed. The next morning I woke up, and I couldn't even stand on my foot. I went to put it on the floor, and oh my goodness, the pain. Well, in the right foot, in the big toe, in the first knuckle, it seems as though that I've got an inflammation that the doctor calls uremic poisoning. Somehow or other, the body can't throw off the uremic acid, and it gets in the bloodstream and settles in crystals in certain places, like my big toe. And these crystals are something like arthritis, and very painful. Just like a horse stepped on your foot. Then I go limping around here and go to work, and finally in the afternoon I say, I wonder why I don't go to a doctor. That hurts. So I go see Doc Conley, and he says, looks like old arthritis, all right, in your toe. So it so happens that one of the nurses here has a chronic arthritic condition in her fingers. And she carries a lot of pills for this. Well, I got a dozen of them. And he put me on them yesterday, last night. This morning, by George, the pain had gone, but the swelling and the inflammation still looked the same, but the pain's been gone. So I've been able to lope around and stay off my foot as much as possible on my bottom. And so I'm sitting here now looking at that big toe and talking to my baby. You'll never believe it. Boy, that'll sure slow you down, too. Man, I hope I'm not going to have that in my life. I was thinking about first thing I thought of when that toe swelled up and I found out it was a kind of a poisoning out of my system, I said, man, I could never go fishing with that foot. I could never walk in them streams. Wouldn't that be something? That's too bad. I hope I don't keep this. Well, I won't, because I think it's going away. I don't know. I feel it in my other toe now, in my other foot. Maybe I better quit thinking about it. Well, the boss went to Saigon for 2 days, and he just came back this evening. We were holding down the fort alone, and he's home now, and everything's going to be all right, I guess. He goes to Taipei in another week for a visitation with his wife. In fact, this safe haven business seems to be the right thing to do, because you get away every 28 days and see your family for 3 or 4 or 5. These guys go 2 or 3 times to my once, and they'll go 2 or 3 times to my last time. I know that. But I can't complain, because I had 3 good trips home, 1 Christmas and 1 fishing. And the other one was a visitation. I was just glad to be home. So the way things looking now, I'm going to have a long haul here for a couple of months. But I got to get things kind of ready. I better get me a big old sea chest so I can pack stuff away and ship it. Get something ready to sail out. I got to send a tape recorder home and a couple of speakers. Got a lot of clothes and a lot of junk here. I ought to start mailing some of this stuff I got. I don't know how to mail it. I've got to... Come in. Well, I had to knock off an hour there. The boss came in and wanted me to go down to see Doc Connolly with him down at the house. It's about 9 o'clock now. And he wanted somebody to ride shotgun down the house. He's got a lot of problems. He'd like to change his houses around a little bit and get his people housed a little closer together, I guess. But that's the way she goes in this town. You gotta get your sandbags piled high, I guess. Well, anyway, what have I got to tell you about? I went up to Da Nang and I got the money and I come down and I paid over Saturday and paid then Monday again. And this is the end of the month. I got some reports to make. I've been doing a lot of work like that. And then this cockeyed toe come along. So I limped around yesterday trying to get some work done, and I wanted to come to the house and take the afternoon off. Get off my foot a little while. It was throbbing pretty good, so I came back and by golly, when it's time to go to work, everybody had something they had to see me about, I guess. Finally, at 3 o'clock, I went back, but my heart wasn't in it because I'd planned on resting that foot. So then I just didn't seem like I was serious about what I was doing, but I had a lot of work to do, reports, as I say, and some other business. So I finally got through the day, and then today I woke up, and this morning woke up and the pain had gone from my toe, although it was swollen quite high, quite large, and the redness was still in it, but the pain was gone. So I went on down and to work, and I started. Well, first, before I went, I read the Daily Word, and it said, "You're going to be able to put everything you have to do in the day. You can your work that's crowding you. You're going to get rid of it, and all you got to do is start out the day right with a nice prayer." And so that's what I did. And surprising enough, that's the way the day turned out. I got a considerable amount done, and I just sat down and done it. And that's what I got to do tomorrow, too. I've got to do the same thing. But is it this strange, the way you can get an idea in the morning? The idea that you're going to be happy all day, or that you're going to get some work done in the day, and you go right along, and by George, that's what happens. You do get something done. Now it looks like this tape is about to run out on this side, but I can't tell. I think that it's time to tell you that this has been a real good day, and I haven't told you how much I love you yet.